These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Welcome to Community Comment live on 95.3 WBEV, and we are just about to throw it over to Terry, but first wanted to remind you it is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website at proflr.com. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Let's talk about the glass enclosures over at Professional Floor Covering. Converting to a shower with glass panels and doors is a great way to make your bathroom space feel bigger and add a sense of luxury. So if you want your bathroom to look beautiful, look into the glass enclosures at Professional Floor Covering. Now, without further ado, let's jump into the action here on today's Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV with Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes, and we are very pleased to be joined today by Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson of the Beaver Dam Police Department. Jeremiah, you usually join us on a Friday, but
correct,
the 4th falls on a Friday.
That's
this
right.
Year, so thanks for coming in a couple of days early.
Not a problem. People will be out enjoying, you know, brats and all kinds of fun 4th of July activities anyhow, so it's all good.
Yep.
It's all good.
Safely and legally.
That's right. Yeah, we talked about that last time.
For sure. Well, you know, there's something else that folks are talking about this summer, and since the weather is really nice and warm, it also brings about one of Wisconsin's favorite necessary evils, and that is road construction.
Road construction, yeah. The two seasons in Wisconsin, road construction and winter.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's a big project here, the rebuilding of the infrastructure under Madison Street and maybe a few other projects around town.
Exactly.
But Madison Street in particular has been one that has generated a lot of interest in the community.
Sure, absolutely. So, yeah, there's a bunch of projects going on. I know Beaver Street, Maple Street, 300 block of Front Street, all getting redone, utilities with concrete on top of it. And Madison Street as well. So there is a big section of Madison Street, and I'm sure people have noticed because it's a very high-traveled road in our community, and people in the area have been talking about it. So they are redoing the utilities underneath and repaving the surface, and that section of Madison Street, essentially south of Mill, all the way down, including Curry Street, is going to be closed down until November 15th. And the contractors are working as fast as they can to get all that stuff done. And it's a major project. One of the nice things is we've been talking about redoing that street for a long time. A lot of people have said, hey, there's a lot of bumps and potholes and patches and things. And our DPW has done an excellent job of keeping up the street. But now we're going to start over fresh with a nice concrete, you know, road on top of it. You know, and I'm sure they're going to widen it and put the curbs on. It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice when it's all said and done. However, to get to that point, you got to do a little bit of work to get there. You know, it's going to take some time. So there are some road close signs up, and we've got a lot of questions about it. What are we doing for detours? How do I get there? How do I get to the businesses that are on Madison Street? And we've had a lot of people ignore signs and still drive right into the construction while it's happening, and they have to stop and turn around because they see they can't get through. So we have been working with DPW and the contractor, and you know, they have been working with us at the police department just to make sure that we make the detour route as clear as possible. So here's what I can say, and this is about kind of the message that I wanted to get out to everybody in the community. Try to avoid the area as much as possible. However, please, you know, go to those businesses that are still open there, okay? And there should be a way to get there. In general, if you are going through and you're just traveling from one end of town to the next, you have to avoid the area. The road is closed to you. It's for local traffic only. No through traffic. So if you start getting up to these road closed signs ahead, plan your route around, you know, and follow those detour signs as you approach the area. Let's say you want to go to a business. Let's say you live there. That's not a problem. You can go there because you're entering the road closed area. You're going to that business. You're doing your business, and then you're on your way back out. That's not a problem. That's not why the police department is there. We're not supposed to be, you know, worrying about stuff like that. We want it to be open and accessible to everybody. So the people that live there and the businesses that are there, maybe you don't always see it all the time. But there will always be some way to get to the business, either from the north or the south. And they have been putting up some signs to kind of say open to the businesses and stuff like that. But we, and then the message that I want to very, very much impress on people is that please don't pass through just for the sake of driving through, or that's your normal route. You have to go around. You have to use the detour route.
For sure. And I guess that holds especially true when crews are out working.
Correct.
Driving safely around men and women who are working on roads is really important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I've seen it a couple times where, you know, people have ignored the road closed signs. They get up to the construction, realize they can't pass through because there's a gigantic hole in the ground and the other side of the road is covered with a steam shovel or heavy equipment, whatever that might be, and they just can't get around. So now they have to figure out how to back up and maneuver around, and then they look behind them and there's another car behind them that followed them in, and it turns into a big mess. So that's why we're there. That's why we're enforcing people who are driving through and ignoring the road closed signs that are simply passing through. That's illegal. That's failure to obey a sign. We have issued some citations. We've issued a lot of warnings, but we're trying our best to enforce that. So A, we keep the construction workers safe. B, the construction workers can work and get the job done by November 15th. And C, we don't have a traffic jam building up on the outside and surrounding areas. So, yeah, it's a lot of reasons, but it goes a lot smoother if people just use the detour. And that's what I can stress right now.
And the good news, I know it's a big inconvenience for people, but there'll be a better Madison Street come mid-November.
Yes, that is the plan. That's the plan. Have a nice new open road. It's going to be beautiful, smooth sailing, no bumps. It's going to be great.
Right. And as you mentioned, there are still ways to get to businesses. It's just probably going to take a little longer, maybe take a little extra planning on the driver's part.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And like we said, I know the contractor, I know DPW, the city, us. We are not trying to affect the businesses. We're not trying to bug the people who live on Madison Street, you know, by doing this construction and blocking people from getting in there. But we do need people to avoid the area that don't have business there, you know, and drive around and use that detour. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson is our guest. He's from the Beaver Dam Police Department. If you have any questions for Jeremiah or any concerns you'd like to discuss, go ahead and join the conversation at 887-9595. That's a mobile number you can call or text. 887-9595, or give us a call at the studio at 885-4446. We're going to take a break here and be right back with more Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
Washington County's biggest event of the summer is happening July 22nd through the 27th. It's the Washington County Fair, presented by Lynch Buick GMC. Nashville Next, featuring Chris Lane, Foreigner, and Russell Dickerson, headline the Silver Lining Amphitheater. The fun continues with the Paul Bunyan Lumberjacks, thrilling exhibitor competitions, and a Wednesday night feature truck and tractor pool. Get your tickets now at wcfairpark.com. It's all happening at the Washington County Fair from July 22nd through the 27th, where fun takes center stage.
Summer deals are heating up at St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. From clothing and furniture to housewares and even sporting goods, there's something for everyone. Whether you're updating your space, refreshing your wardrobe, or gearing up for your next adventure, St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County has you covered. Cool down with hot prices that won't burn your budget. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., right on Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam. Shop, save, support St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
Save big on everything for your appliance upgrade when you shop at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on all appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Matt Heyer from Heyer Insurance and Estate Planning. Are you nervous about retirement? Has your income plan been battle-tested? No worries. Call us at Heyer Insurance, where our team gets to know each client's individual story, and we educate how to solve problems while creating opportunities in the way that best impacts your retirement journey. We work closely with clients to develop comprehensive plans and manage them to optimize results. For a complimentary consult, call us, 920-887-0580. And remember, when you want to retire, call Heyer.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more community comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell. And we are back with more community comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Jake Hayes. We are talking with Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson of the Beaver Dam Police Department. We have a caller on the line. I assume it's about the street construction on Madison Street, but we'll see. Welcome, caller. You're on community comment.
Hi. My question is coming into town from the southwest, on D&G by Quick Trip. And there's a sign there by the car wash that tells you no left turn, but you want to go down and get down to Curry Street and go down around that way. Are you going to get in trouble for doing that?
I'm not familiar about what sign you're talking about. You're talking about right in front of Quick Trip on Madison Street at County Highway G by the Dollar General and the car wash.
By the car wash as you're coming in on DG, whatever you want to call it there, before you get to the stop sign, right by the car wash.
So you're headed east into town. Like if you kept going straight, you would crash into the Quick Trip.
Exactly, yes.
Gotcha. Okay, I know what you're talking about. And what does the sign say?
That one sign before you get to the stop sign, there's a sign saying road closed, obviously, but there's also a little small sign on there that says no left turn.
Yes.
That sign was before it was on the other barricade right by Quick Trip, but it's open to Curry Street, and there's all kinds of businesses and apartments along that way.
Yes.
So
if you
are you getting in trouble if you come to the stop sign by Dollar General and you want to go left and go to Curry Street and around?
Let me answer that. So, yeah, you will not get in trouble if you are going down to someone's house, if you are going down to a business, if you are going there for local traffic, you would not get in trouble for failure to obey that sign. You're welcome to turn left there if you are going for a reason, but if you are going to turn left and then you go through the entire construction zone just to pass through to get to the north side of town, that would be failure to obey the sign, and that would be the problem. So the reason I believe they put that sign there is so you realize that the detour does run back out to 151, and then you get back off of 151 on Spring Street at that exit.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get you to avoid the area by going around the other way. So that's why they have that sign there, I believe.
I don't want to do that because you know the problems with the intersection with DE and 151, that they're going to be fixing eventually. There's a lot of accidents over there. I mean, it could go that way, but I'd rather not.
Yeah, I understand. But, yeah, you kind of have to because of the detour in the construction right now. So I'm sure if there are a lot of accidents there, I'm sure they'll address it at some point.
They're supposed to be putting in, I guess, the same type of thing they're doing over on 151 and C, I think it is, going between Beaver Dam and Waupun, where they've had a lot of issues there, too.
Sure, yeah, yeah. So, they're actually sending you out on the south of Madison Street, and you have the full entrance ramp to get back onto the freeway, so... That's where
like
the detour goes. It does not go by DE. So if I were you, I would not use that intersection if you don't want to. I would go down south on Madison Street and use the entrance ramps that are usually pretty accident free, just like all the rest of them.
Oh, yeah, there's another way around there. Yeah,
that's the designated detour, is to use the Madison Street entrance and exit all the way to County Highway G, which is Spring Street.
Mm-hmm.
On that side, yeah.
That's the other end of G, but the co-op people over here, they pretty much all go down there a quick trip and then take a right and come around if they're going north on 151.
Sure.
So, but for me, myself, convenience are the best. I do need to cut through there, which is, so I'm okay doing that, right?
If you're cutting through... That's not okay, but if you're going to a business or someone's home, then yes, that is okay.
Yes.
You understand? You can't
yes.
go through the construction and through the road closed signs
oh,
completely.
Oh, gosh, no, I wouldn't be doing that.
Gotcha,
but I
yep.
I want to go down to Curry Street and come across that way, and I am usually going to somebody else's house down there. I have another question down there about Curry Street. When you're going down the hill and you want to go across past the river and Griswolds and all that. I mean, it's just that little jog in there to go across. And then some people are coming from the east on that street mm-hmm. to get onto South Center. And it's confusing sometimes if they're putting a signal on. You don't know if that person's going to go all the way to the right and go out south.
Yes, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about, because those roads don't meet head on with each other.
Right.
You don't know if someone's turning left to keep going on South Center or uh-huh. if they're turning left to do the little jog and go. Yeah, so you do have to be a little cautious at that intersection. Yep.
Well, are you? I myself usually won't put a signal on there because I'm going to go that little jog across.
Which would be straight is what you're saying, right?
Basically, yeah.
I think most people would understand that you're cutting across South Center Street to get from Curry to Cooper. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think most people would do that. Yep.
Yeah, because I see it both ways and I travel that direction a lot. And I thought, well, is it required? Do I have to put my left signal on for that little jog to go across there
right.
or not. And I think it's better not to, because it would be more confusing for the person that's coming on Cooper Street, too.
Sure.
So, anyway, okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Good
Thank
questions.
You.
All very good questions.
All right, okay.
Thanks so much for calling. Absolutely. If you have a question or a comment, feel free to join. You can call or text on your cell phone at 887-9595 or give us a call at the studio at 885-4446. Well, pretty recently, I think it was even last week, there was quite a commotion on a North University Avenue that
yes.
A lot of people who were happened to be out and about at that time in that place were pretty interested in. And
sure.
Let's talk a little bit more about that and what officers were up to. And
absolutely, yeah. absolutely. So we had kind of a rash of what we call car shopping. So this is kind of a trend that had developed over the last 10 years. Where individuals will go out into the community usually at night and they will go and pull on car door handles, and they won't smash windows, they won't break in, but if they happen to stumble across a motor vehicle that has the doors unlocked, they will open it up and they will help themselves to whatever is inside that vehicle and steal it. This became so much of a problem that we actually passed the city ordinance in the city of Beaver Dam that made entry into an unlocked vehicle illegal. Obviously, entry into a locked vehicle is legal, is illegal, excuse me, and that's covered by state statute. So, you know, and it's associated with the theft, and people can be charged, et cetera, you know, because if you're breaking in, that's, you know, if you're causing damage, that's all interconnected. But we actually passed an ordinance to cover if people left their car doors unlocked. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because of this problem. So I guess my public service announcement today is to lock your vehicles, and I'll talk more about that in a little bit. But yes, this car shopping is becoming a huge problem because it started out where people were taking cell phone chargers and handfuls of pocket change that are sitting in your cup holder. And then it evolved into, all right, well, your door is unlocked. What do you have inside your vehicle that you use to open up garage doors? The garage door opener, they take that, they start hitting buttons, your garage door opens, and depending on who you're dealing with, they might actually enter your house at that point and help themselves to whatever's inside your garage. Just a few years ago, we had a high-speed chase where someone had a vehicle parked in their driveway. It was unlocked. They hit the button. They then stole the vehicle that was inside the garage that they were able to access the keys because they were inside the house at that point. And they stole that vehicle right out of somebody's garage. We attempted to pull it over, and we eventually did get the vehicle back in good condition. But yeah, it's a problem having the doors unlocked, adding to that public service announcement. So
even if your house is locked up good and tight, if your car door is open and your garage door is, you know, easy to get a hold of.
Exactly.
It's as bad as having your house unlocked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing that unfortunately, for some reason in our community, I'm not trying to, discount the victims of a crime here, but some people are leaving unsecured firearms in their vehicle, which, you know, if you have a concealed carry permit, you know, that's fine to do that. But I would highly recommend taking a firearm out of the vehicle, whether it's locked or not. Certainly never, ever, ever leave a firearm unattended in an unlocked vehicle. It's probably just not a good idea. You know, the common, you know, sense I'm trying to say. And I'm not trying to insult anybody where this happened from, but people who should not have access to firearms now had access to firearms, and that is what that investigation entailed. That's what those arrests for that we referred to in the press release. That's what it's all about. That's, they got access to that kind of stuff. So that's not a good thing. So I want to just kind of cover this and impress upon people that please don't leave guns in your car, number one. Number two is lock your vehicles. I've had some people talk to me that had their cars gone through, or just when I say that in general, they say, well, I don't lock my car because if someone were to get what they wanted out of my vehicle, they would smash the window. And whatever's in my car is not as valuable as going to the auto replacement shop and getting a replacement window. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I have to spend $500 to get a new window, but somebody stole my $5 cell phone charger.
What's wrong with that thinking?
So, well, okay. From a financial standpoint, you're correct. However, there's the people that are taking advantage of you leaving your doors unlocked. It encourages that behavior throughout the rest of the community. So if they are getting just a couple of things that are real small, that one time they get a gun, that one time they get something very valuable, that one time they get inside your garage, that's encouraged by everyone having their doors unlocked. So that's part of the problem. In addition, if you have a window smashed, that does make a lot of noise. And granted, it doesn't save you the $500 of getting your window replaced. But a lot of the times they will smash a window and they will open your door, and that will cause the car alarm to go off, which draws attention, which wakes people up, which then they call the police and then we catch them. You understand what I'm saying? So the criminals know that. Okay, and the reason why they're not smashing windows right now.
I was going to ask.
Yes, but the reason why they're not smashing windows is because they know they're going to get caught if they do. Because of that noise, because of the car alarms going off, because of all that. So they can be very, very sneaky and very, very quiet, just simply opening up a car door in the middle of the night. Nobody even knows you're walking down the street. Nobody even knows that they're opening up the door. So if you lock your door, it prevents them. It adds an extra step of security. It inconveniences the criminal and makes them go on to an easier target. So don't be an easy target. Don't leave your car doors unlocked. And please certainly don't leave valuables out in your vehicle either. So
much more to come with Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson of the Beaver Dam Police Department on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
A world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate expected to vote sometime soon on the Trump budget bill. Republicans have been debating it for more than a day now, nonstop. They're trying to scrape together enough votes to get the spending package passed. President Trump, meantime, in Florida, standing alongside Governor Ron DeSantis, touting the massive detention center being built in the Everglades. He says more facilities will be built soon.
We have Louisiana doing it big. Alabama's doing it. We have a lot of states. They seem to be red states and not too many blue states for whatever reason, you know. But the red states, Republican-run states, are doing it. The blue states don't do very well at security and policing.
Job openings in the U.S. rising unexpectedly in May, showing once again the resiliency of the American job market. Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has died. His ministry worth millions fell apart in the 90s following prostitution scandals. He continued preaching. Jimmy Swaggart was 90. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News. I'm Terry Bell. The Wisconsin and Southern Railroad is not saying yet why 19 cars on a 50-car train derailed in Hartford yesterday morning. Several thousand gallons of diesel fuel spilled from the engines and a nitrous oxide tank car overturned and cracked. Three members of the train crew were treated for injuries. Dodge County Emergency Management helped respond to the scene. Two people are recovering from injuries after an SUV, a semi, and a third vehicle collided in a fiery crash on Highway 33 just east of Horicon yesterday morning. Diesel fuel leaked from the semi and caught fire. The crash caused long delays for people driving on 33 and County Highway TW. 35 people were ejected from two Morgan Wallen concerts last weekend at Madison's Camp Randall Stadium, the first concert at the camp in 28 years. Most ejections and tickets were related to disorderly conduct and alcohol violations. A badly damaged flagpole in center field at Mayville's Fireman's Field will serve as a symbol of the community's spirit during its Independence Day celebration. Mayville was hit by a tornado on May 15th, causing millions of dollars worth of damage. City officials will wait until after Thursday's Rock and Boom celebration to replace the flagpole. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 82. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 85. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, 74.
At Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Orthopedic Clinic, advanced care meets personalized expertise. Their team of skilled general and specialty orthopedic surgeons is dedicated to helping you move better, offering both surgical and non-surgical solutions. They specialize in hip and knee replacement, as well as joint revision, shoulder replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, and hand and upper extremity care. Call 920-219-4009 today or visit marshfieldclinic.org/beaverdam to learn more.
When we started picture framing, we used the scraps we had from making furniture and coffins. Things have changed over time. We invite you to discover the picture framing department at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We can frame almost anything. If you have something you would like to preserve in a picture frame, McKinstry's can help. Our professional staff will help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. We stock a complete selection of picture frame moldings, matting, and glass choices. This ensures professional framing of your needlework, family photos, wedding pictures, canvas pictures, and award certificates. Best of all, you will be amazed at the everyday low prices. Bring your frameable pieces to McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam.
McKinstry's will be closed July 3rd through the 6th in honor of Independence Day.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are just about to get to Community Comment and your calls here in just a moment. But first, I wanted to remind you that Community Comment is brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings, brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. They are in downtown Beaver Dam on Front Street under the red awning, celebrating their 167-year anniversary, and they have picture framing services. They stock a large selection of picture frame moldings and conservation mattings and glass. This ensures prompt and proper professional framing of your needlework, family photos, wedding pictures, oil paintings, wildlife prints, and award certificates. They've even framed a guitar. Best of all, you will be amazed at the low everyday prices. Let McKinstry's sales designers help you select the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. Take your frameable pieces to McKinstry's Home Furnishings. You will be very happy you did. Now, without further ado, here's Terry Bell in Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. We are talking with Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson of the Beaver Dam Police Department, and we have a caller on the line. Welcome to Community Comment. You're on the air. I believe we have a caller on line two.
He is there, as we can hear his phone in the background, but he is not physically there, so we will resume the conversation, and I will try to get a hold of him.
Okay, thank you very much, Jake. Summertime increases a lot of activity that law enforcement has to be on their toes about, and some of that is, you know, some illegal activity that happens in parks.
Absolutely. Yeah. So just, you know, the fact that it is summer, people are out and about, kids are off of school, and increases all that traffic into our park system and surrounding areas, our businesses as well. And that influx of activity sometimes tends to, you know, we want to make sure that people are being safe, you know, number one. Number two, we do see a little bit of crime occur every once in a while. So because of that, and because of the increase in call volume at a lot of our parks, we've increased our patrols through the park system. We've had issues where people have been doing some vandalism in some of the bathrooms. We've seen some graffiti and vandalism on some of the facilities, whether that be the walls or maybe even some of the fixtures in the area, things like that. So because of that, we've done everything from and as general patrol, we're going into the parks and making our rounds, interacting with people, saying hi, making our presence known, making sure that people know that we're there, for number one, just the presence and the safety aspect of it, and hopefully as a deterrent as well for any type of criminal activity. So that's during the day. We've also put our auxiliary police department in as well, that they observe and report, and they are hitting each of the parks almost every day they've been this summer, going into the park several times and making sure that their presence is known as well. And they make us aware of any issues that they come across as well. And we assist them in investigating any crimes. And then even at night, our third shifters while on patrol, the parks close at 10 p.m. We're making sure that the people that are fishing, they can still fish, you know, et cetera. But they make sure that those parks are vacated, especially in the overnight hours, and making sure that there's not stuff going on that shouldn't be going on in the parks. So you stumble across things at night. We had a recent situation where someone had set a fire inside one of the bathrooms. We've had that graffiti instance. We've had people damaging toilets. We've had people just in the park loitering after hours. We've moved them along. Some people have gotten tickets, all sorts of things. People smoking marijuana, people using other drugs. It's all stuff that's been happening. We've had instances of sometimes people drinking too much and becoming disorderly. We make sure that we get them to a responsible party, or if they're, you know, causing that much of a disturbance, they end up going to jail for disorderly conduct. All things that have happened this summer and summers before, we're trying our best to avoid that as much as possible, deter it first, and then address it and be reactive if it does occur even after that. So speaking with the chief of police, John Kreitzinger, he is 100% for this extra patrol. He wants to be proactive. He wants to prevent the problems before they happen. And I highly encourage the public to give us a call if they see anything happening anywhere in the community. But we are paying special attention to the parks and surrounding areas just because that's where our kids are. That's where our families go. That's where people kind of get an impression of what the community is all about. So, and we want our people to enjoy our parks, be safe, have nice parks to actually use, all sorts of things. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, the parks belong to all of us. So sure. It's really in everyone's interest to make sure that, you know, they look good, that they're not hubs of illegal activity.
Correct.
That we're not spending a lot of money having to, you know, fix up restrooms and that
yes,
sort of thing.
Exactly. And I will say this. I mean, our park system, the amount of parks that we have and the types of parks we have, they are our Parks and Rec Department and our DPW, they do an excellent job of maintaining the parks. And they're welcoming parks, and you go in and, I mean, I take a look at Swan Park just over the last 10 years of how things have changed and some of the remodeling that they've done and the ponds and the signage and the fixtures. And you take a look at the splash pad. I mean, that's a really cool park now, and we want to keep it that way. We want people to go there. We want to attract people into our community because of the parks. And I think we're doing a pretty darn good job of doing that. So mm-hmm. We want to keep it that way. We want to make sure that people have good experiences when they come to our parks. That's part of what we do at the police department, is maintain that kind of, if you will, that order. I know that sounds like really heavy-handed, but we want people to come to the parks and enjoy it. They don't want to be disturbed with bad things that happen, you know, and we want that environment, and I think we're doing a good job of doing that. And part of that is doing that extra patrol, making our presence known, and encouraging the public to let us know about the problems so we can address them and keep those parks nice and have people enjoy them.
And anybody who might be up to no good should know that there are patrols that the city and the police department are keeping an eye
yes.
on things that you're not so likely to get away with much.
Absolutely, yeah. One thing I wanted to hit on too is it's not just it could be a citation, it could be a trip to jail depending on how bad it is, but you can also get banned from the parks. We do have a city ordinance that allows us that if there is an incident that happens, the police department has the discretion to ban people up to 120 days, depending on the severity of the incident. So, and then once you step foot back in a park, you can actually get arrested for trespassing and cited and removed from the park and other consequences as well. So we have had individuals that have caused so many problems consistently in the parks that we have banned them. For some reason, individuals that don't get it the first time, they come back even and they've been cited for trespassing because they're not even supposed to be in the park to begin with. So that is a very valuable tool for us because it helps us remove the problems from the park, if you will, especially when we've identified a person that is consistently causing trouble in those environments. You're done. You know, you're wrecking it for everybody else. You got to take a time out for a little bit here and then We do a little bit of growing up, maybe do a little soul searching, come back in 120 days when you got everything under control. So it's an added deterrence. It's an added benefit for us in the community to be able to remove that problem from the parks if need be as well.
So everybody can enjoy.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Yep. Have nice parks and a good community.
Absolutely. We are talking to Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson of the Beaver Dam Police Department. If you have a question or comment, go ahead and call or text 920-887-9595, or you can call 886-4446. We'll take a quick break here and be right back with more community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Silica for your home's 4th of July sales event is on now. Save on hundreds of select appliances by LG, KitchenAid, and Whirlpool. Silica will even include free delivery, installation, and hauling away of the old. Plus, with qualifying credit, receive 18 months 0% interest financing. Save up to $4,000 on cafe appliance packages. Silica is also the place to upgrade your TV before fall football returns with the newest models from LG and Samsung. Silica for your home's 4th of July sales event ends July 14th.
There's no place like Columbus on the 4th of July. Start your morning with a firecracker 5K run and walk, then enjoy bands, floats, and tractors at the parade starting at noon. Head over to Fireman's Park for family fun, carnival rides and games, hot food, cold beverages, live music, comedy, juggling, bingo, and the fireworks display starting at dusk. The rain date for the fireworks is July 5th. Only cash is accepted in the park area. For more details, go to the Columbus 4th of July Festival Wisconsin Facebook page.
Great news for homeowners with electric or hot water heating systems. Don't suffer through another year of heat and humidity with noisy, clumsy window air conditioners or no air conditioning at all. A Carrier Electric mini split system does not need ductwork for installation. Instead, it consists of an outdoor compressor with indoor head units to cool various rooms or areas within your home. An added bonus is the system is also a heat pump with the ability to warm your space when it's not quite cold enough to turn on your heating system. The Carrier Mini Split is energy efficient, quiet, and can be installed in a day or two with the team at AirCare. Call Chad to help you make the right decision for your home and connect you with financing, tax credits, and rebates available through Focus on Energy. AirCare has been serving the area for over 40 years and is committed to your comfort. To learn more about the Mini Split system and other services offered by AirCare, visit their website at aircareinc.com or call 920-356-8860 Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Fleet Farm's got another great deal on tires to give you even more bang for your buck when you shop us. Get four qualifying Cooper or Goodyear tires installed with our Resolute Road Hazard Policy and get a $100 gift card absolutely free. That's $100 you can use on anything in store, including oil, brakes, batteries, wiper blades, or other auto services. So stop in and get a fresh set of Cooper or Goodyear tires and your free $100 gift card exclusively from Fleet Farm. Offer not available at Hastings.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And with the last segment here for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. This is Community Comment, and we're joined by our guest, Jeremiah Johnson of the Beaver Dam Police Department. You're welcome to join the program. Give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595, or you can give us a call at 885-4446. And Jeremiah, it's getting to be the time of year where if you're a business that serves alcohol, it's time to renew your license.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of, we were talking off the air a little bit here of all the background stuff that the police department does and gets involved with to assist the city. And one of those things that we do is we do bar inspections, alcohol license checks, and as part of our normal procedures with the city. When it becomes time for people to renew their Class A, B, and C alcohol licenses, whether that be a grocery store that sells everything, whether that be a liquor store, whether that be a bar that serves open beverages, all the rules associated with that, we help inspect those licenses. And as part of the approval process for that liquor license, we go back. We take a look at all the incidences that may have occurred at that particular premise. We inspect them. We make sure that they're good to go and they're in good standing. And that gets turned over to the city clerk's office and the city council, and they approve liquor licenses. And that's kind of how that works. So we're kind of a minor cog in the big set of gears for the approval process for that. But part of our yearly thing is we go in, we make sure that the liquor license is up, posted. We make sure that either the agent or the owner of the business is there, or licensed bartenders on duty. When we do our normal bar checks, especially when it's busy, we make sure that people aren't being overserved. We make sure that, once again, those bartenders are on duty, they have their license, and we're not seeing unusual things happening. You know, and we're not making, too much of a deep inspection, but just from the outside looking in, we look at the general establishment and make sure that the laws are being followed. So that's what I kind of wanted to hit on, is that on July 1st, it goes through that process that everything had to be applied for, paid for, and ready to go. And if it's not taken care of, there's times where those licensees will lose their license and they have to stop serving. So we've had that before with someone doesn't take care of it. We have to literally go in and make sure, hey, your liquor license, it's not valid anymore. You can't be serving alcohol. You can serve burgers. You can serve soda. You can be open for business, but you just can't be serving alcohol. And just kind of a reminder out to the public, of anyone listening, that if you are one of those liquor licenses employees or an owner or whatever it is, just make sure that's done and taken care of. Otherwise, we unfortunately, the city has to shut you down for a little bit. So, yeah.
Yeah, we have a caller on line one. Welcome to Community Comment. You're on with Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson.
Yes, I just checked in on this. I didn't know you were on. Was there anything brought up about the e-bike flying up and down the sidewalks and streets? They don't stop for stop signs. They don't stop for crosswalks. They just go, until somebody gets killed. Are we going to do something about it before then or what?
Absolutely. Okay, that's a good question. Yeah, so we have noticed this. So e-bikes, when they're driven on the road, are bicycles. And bicycles and e-bikes have to follow all the traffic laws, just like a motor vehicle or anything else on the road. So that's a very good point. So the first thing I've noticed is there's a lot of kids driving around and they don't have headlights on their bike. So we do have a city ordinance saying that if you're driving your bike around the city, you have to have a headlight and you have to have a taillight, red in the back, white in the front. That's a huge safety thing. So I've been stopping, not necessarily doing a formal traffic stop, but if I have the opportunity to pull up next to a bike, I'll pull them over on the side and say, hey, where's your headlight? You got to get a headlight on there. Where's your taillight? Got to get a taillight on. You know, go to Walmart, spend the $10, get it put on so you don't have to worry about getting hit by a car so people can see you. Another part of that conversation when it happens is, hey, listen, when you're driving on these streets or even on the sidewalks, you can't just be blowing into an intersection and making that sudden movement into traffic. You got to stop, look both ways, and then go. If you're on the road and you have a stop sign, you have to stop at that stop sign, wait until it's your turn to go, and then go. You can't be driving on the left side of the road or at the wrong side of the road, if you will, and weaving in and out of traffic. And there's a lot of stuff that happens with the e-bikes. We are doing our best to enforce it. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't. A lot of the times I've seen people, you'll see like a headlight or something swerving around and you get closer, they see you and then all of a sudden they start behaving. We can make a traffic stop on that and have that conversation. But I think part of it is there's a bit of an expectation out in the community in general that if you're on the e-bike, which can go pretty fast. I mean, they get up to 35 miles per hour, depending.
Yeah. We see them fly by our house,
Sure. If you don't mind me asking, you don't have to give me an address, but what road are you seeing this problem on?
Prospect.
Prospect
and McKinley.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. And that's probably a lot of high school traffic, too, during the school year as well. So, we have those beautiful bike lanes that are put on McKinley Street. Doesn't mean you can do what you want in the bike lane. It means you drive the bike here, but you have to follow the rules of the road. Absolutely. That is something that I'm glad we're talking about in Community Comment because people are listening. And if you own an e-bike or a bicycle or other electric vehicle that's, you know, kind of small with the two wheels, you have to operate it safely within the city. That is an ordinance in general. And then plus, if you're operating on the road, you got to operate it with the traffic laws in mind.
Excellent call. Thanks so much for joining us on Community Comments. So we were talking about the alcohol licenses. Our renewals are due.
Exactly.
You mentioned something that intrigued me, pet fancier licenses.
Yes, yeah. So we were talking about all the things that the police department does in the background that we don't normally talk about, but actually happens.
Sure.
I know we talked about pet licenses last time on the show. But we certainly have people that like pets, love pets, and they have more than four pets. You actually have to apply for a pet fancier license with the city if you have four dogs or cats or more in your house. And part of that like approval process for the pet fancier license is the police department comes over and does a quick little meet and greet with the family and the home and just making sure that things are safe and humane inside the house as well.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know there were different levels of pet licenses like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I don't think we hit on that last time. We were just talking about the general licensing stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
There were some things going on with parking you want to address?
Exactly. Well, no, just in general, other things that we do. So the entire winter parking process is essentially run by the police department. Okay. Everything from when you apply for winter parking, we go out and we make sure that you can park on the street. You have room. If you don't have room in your driveway, et cetera, that's another inspection thing that we do. We also have in the summer, we have the ordinance and code enforcement that kicks in a lot. One of our SROs, Matt Edwards, he's our code enforcement officer. So he receives information from the city inspection department about issues with certain, whatever it might be, certain codes, whether grass is not getting cut or there's a building code that's not being followed, vehicles abandoned on the property, things that we need to look into. Some of the less common ordinances, but they help with beautification, they help with safety, they help with DNR laws, things like that. Those are things that we look into and we pay special attention to them with our code enforcement officer. So just more things that happen behind the scenes that don't normally get talked about. They don't usually make a big noise in the news or anything like that, but it is part of our community and it helps keep it a nice community. You know how we were talking about the parks and the extra patrol that we do there? And
for sure.
Yeah, it's all sorts of other things. We got another call, huh?
We have one quick call. Right. We don't have much time. Caller, quickly, please.
Oh, that's my bad. We do not have a caller on the line.
Oh, all right.
Okay, that's all right. But we're out of time, so it all works out just fine. We want to thank Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson of the Beaver Dam Police Department for joining us on this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Thanks for being with us.